USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate will try to vote on Wednesday to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Senate Democrats may try to block that vote to force another vote on $2,000 stimulus checks, even if they agree with passing the NDAA. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that in the end, his chamber will put their differences aside and pass the important defense bill.
Not once in six decades has a Congress let its differences prevent it from completing its work for our national security and our men and women who wear the uniform. This year's NDAA will continue our momentum in rebuilding and modernizing our armed forces. It will authorize the personnel, equipment, tools, and training we need to reinforce the national defense strategy and to deter great power rivals like China and Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the My Pillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021 from Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Home Depot is issuing a massive recall of ceiling fans. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Over 190,000 ceiling fans sold at Home Depot are being recalled after reports that the blades fell off while spinning, hitting people, and causing property damage. The Hampton Bay Mara indoor-outdoor ceiling fans were sold this year between April and October at Home Depot stores and via its website. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says Americans could see their $600 stimulus checks as soon as tonight. The secretary tweeted that the payments could begin to arrive in some bank accounts by direct deposit as early as Tuesday night, and payments will continue to be distributed into next week. Paper checks will begin to be mailed out on Wednesday. The payments come as the president and some members of Congress continue to push for a larger stimulus payment. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The distribution of coronavirus vaccines have met some criticism, as some say distribution has been slow and is keeping the country from achieving the stated goal of 20 million people vaccinated by the end of the year. Emerald Brekerar says there will be close to 20 million vaccine doses delivered by the end of next week. A member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, he tells MSNBC that the number of reported shots given will increase as the states ramp up their vaccination plans.
So by the end of this week, we will have distributed about 15.6 million doses to the states. That means through the FedEx and UPS trucks to the states. We announced this morning a distribution of another 4.2 plus million that will occur next week. So that by the end of next week, we'll be at about 19.9 million distributed. You are correct. The numbers reported 2.1 million vaccines in people's arms. We know that's underreported because there's a 3 to 7 day delay, but we expect that to ramp up. Remember, last week was a holiday week. Even in hospitals, that's slower than normal. And it's only been 15 days since the first shot got in people's arms. So we do expect that to ramp up. The state plans will ramp up over the next week or two. We expect that to accelerate.
And President Trump is the most admired man in America, according to a recent poll. The yearly Gallup poll shows Trump edging out former President Obama to take the top spot this year. The sitting president has been named most admired in 60 of the poll's 74 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.